new dog almost choked on a bone. I tried to take it away from him, but he growled and snapped at me.
He didn't know you were trying to help him, and he doesn't trust you quite yet. Good morning, or good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. So imagine you're a puppy and you just got adopted from the animal shelter. Now, you're not quite sure about all these new humans that have taken you home, and one of them tries to take away your food. Well, you might try snapping at them to keep it. And that's what you might do with God, too. Whenever he does something you don't like, you don't trust that he's helping you. But remember, God loves you so much that he let his only son die to save you. So God can certainly be trusted now. Our story today is called Rescued Part 2. Make sure you check out Rescued Part 1, which we aired yesterday. When Milo and Tessa came home with their new dog, Mom lined a box with an old soft blanket to make a bed for him. "Come here, little guy," Milo called gently. That's what Tessa and I are naming him, Little Guy. The dog trotted across the floor and sniffed at his new bed. Then he curled up in it and shut his eyes. "He must be tired. It's been quite a day for him," Mom said. "We'll let him sleep while we have lunch." When they finished eating, Milo and Tessa returned to their new pet. "I bet little guy is hungry," said Milo. "What can we feed him?" "We'll have to get dog food," said Mom. "But for now, you can give him some scraps from the chicken we had from supper last night. Just make sure you don't give him any bones." Tessa and Milo quickly prepared a plate of scraps and set it on the floor. Little guy began to eat greedily. "Oh, there's still a piece of bone in there," exclaimed Tessa. "Take it away from him or it might get caught in his throat," said Dad. As Milo reached out to take the bone, little guy growled and snapped at his hand. "Ow!" yelled Milo. "He nipped me. I was only trying to help him." Dad managed to get the bone while Mom looked at Milo's hand. "Trust us, little guy," said Milo, patting the dog's head a bit later. "We won't hurt you or take good things away from you. Why would we do that after all we did to save your life and make you happy?" Dad smiled. "Little guy reminded us that we need Jesus to rescue us, and now he's reminding me of Christians like me. Your dog hasn't yet learned to trust you completely. And sometimes I don't trust God completely. I act like I think he might take something I love away from me or that he wants to make me unhappy when I go through hard times." Mom nodded. "We all need to remember that God rescued us in the first place. That should be proof enough that he wants only what's best for us." Tessa smiled. "Little guy will help us remember that." So how about you? Are you a Christian who's afraid to trust God completely? Don't be. He sent his son Jesus to save you, and you can trust him to do what's best in your life. That doesn't mean everything will always be great or that you won't face difficult circumstances, but you can trust God to use them for your good. So always remember that he's with you and that he wants the best for you. Our key verse is Romans 8:32.
"He who did not spare his own son, shall he not with him also freely give us all things?"
And our key thought today, God can be trusted. Are you going to camp this year? Bible camp is one of the most fun times of the summer. I wish it was all year long. And if you feel the same way, then check out itoadyou.com. You can make your own character look just like you, plus decorate your cabin and learn about God. That's itoadyou.com. Your camp counselor, Jamie, will show you all around the camp when you visit itoadyou.com. So be sure to sign up today. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.